nutrients. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, and 3 essential fatty acids. And we haven't really thought much about these things over the years that man has been on Earth because we've been spoiled. We spend more time thinking about detailing our car and the siding on our house and our lawns and where we're going to go to the movies this weekend than we do thinking about these essential nutrients on a daily basis. This is because our food plants, our grains, vegetables, fruits, and nuts took carbon dioxide out of the air. They used the carbon atom, and using the sun's energy in a process known as photosynthesis, plants will actually manufacture long carbon chains. And many of these long carbon chains are starch and sugar and vitamins and amino acids and fatty acids. And this is where this malignant dumb belief, this is where this criminal belief came from, that you can get everything you need from your four food groups. During the 1930s, when they were identifying and studying vitamins and amino acids and fatty acids, nobody wanted to donate any money to study them because everybody felt they would never get their investment back, either in money or time, because everybody knew that plants, grains, vegetables, fruits, and nuts would manufacture vitamins and amino acids and fatty acids. And if everybody just ate right, they could get everything they needed from their four food groups. And that's where that stupid belief came from. Well, we've done this study, actually, for 220 years. Americans have eaten better than anybody else in the world. We've had the most food in the world, certainly. We've had the highest quality of food, yet we only live to be 75.5, half of our genetic potential for longevity. We only live on the average to be, we rank 17th in longevity, rank 19th in healthfulness, despite having the most expensive and the most technologically advanced healthcare system in the world. And so there's got to be something else missing here. What is it that we're missing? Why don't we rank number one on health? Why don't we rank number one for longevity? Well, if you want to stack things in your favor after you've avoided all the landmines we talked about, you want to be sure to supplement with all 16 vitamins, all 12 essential amino acids, and all 3 essential fatty acids. And of course, you can get this from Dr. Wallach's formula. Now, you notice I haven't said anything about minerals yet, because 2/3 of the essential nutrients are minerals. And just by sheer weight of numbers are important. Number two, nothing that goes on in your body works without mineral cofactors. DNA and RNA and chromosomes won't work without mineral cofactors. Hormones and enzymes won't work without mineral cofactors. You cannot manufacture energy or utilize energy without mineral cofactors. You can't use oxygen without mineral cofactors. And you can't use vitamins or manufacture proteins from amino acids or utilize fatty acids without mineral cofactors. And yet plants cannot manufacture minerals the way they manufacture vitamins. Yes, plants, grains, vegetables, fruits, and nuts do manufacture vitamin A and the B vitamins and vitamin C and vitamin E and vitamin K and biotin and folic acid and so forth. But plants cannot manufacture minerals. The only minerals you find in plants are in the soil in which they're grown, and unfortunately, minerals never did. They don't now, nor will they ever occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. The only minerals you find in the crust of the earth are found in veins. They're found in veins like chocolate ripple ice cream. I can guarantee you there's not a single field in America that has all minerals in that field. And so the odds of you being able to get all the essential minerals just by eating well is impossible. The same line of thinking would be for you to take a bag full of dirt from Texas, throw it into the oil pan of your car and say, I don't need to put oil in my car because I've got dirt from Texas in there. Now that's absurd, isn't it? That's just totally dumb. I mean, even an alcoholic with a 50-year-old rusted out Volkswagen wouldn't do that to his vehicle. And yet you're willing to throw away 50% of your longevity potential just to listen to a doctor who says you can get everything you need from your four food groups. But it's absurd because plants cannot manufacture minerals. Another problem we've had over the years, for 100 years, is the fact that agriculture in America only uses a simple fertilizer for the most part, NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. Farmers will use NPK for the next 1,000 years because it gives them the maximum yield in terms of tons and bushels per acre, and nobody gives a farmer any kind of tax break or cash incentive to make sure you get all essential minerals. Farmers are paid to grow tons and bushels per acre, and that's what they do a good job. And we also know that it only takes 5 to 10 years for crops to mine or deplete or extract whatever minerals might be in the soil. And we've been using NPK for 100 years, so you don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure out that for 90 years we've been depleted, and this is why we spent $1.2 trillion for health care last year, more than the federal budget, $1.2 trillion for health care. We still only live to be 75.5 like we did 30 years ago. We just haven't gained much in the way of health or longevity despite all that expenditure. The crops, the grains, vegetables, fruits, and nuts that are grown there are minerally deficient. As a result, the animals and people who eat these minerally deficient crops get mineral deficiency diseases. And the only way to prevent and cure them, these mineral deficiency diseases, is that you have to supplement with minerals. We've known about this problem for 62 years. Back in 1936, we began to put vitamins and minerals and trace minerals into animal feeds and feed pellets to make up this difference. And we've been able to make the agricultural industry, the livestock industry, profitable by doing this. We've been able to prevent and reverse and cure all kinds of diseases using these nutritional formulas. Otherwise, it'd be sticker shock for you. Your hamburger would cost you $275 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breast would be $450 a pound, and a dozen eggs would be $50 just to pay for the health care. Unfortunately for human beings, we got wonder drugs at the same time. We got sulfa drugs in 1936, we got penicillin in 1938, we got cortisone in 1942, and it was easy for the medical profession to con the American people. Give us enough money for medical research and we'll find a wonder drug to fix everything. Today the human cry is, give us enough medical research money and we'll find a genetically engineered protein to fix everything. Well, don't bank your life, don't bank your health and your longevity on it, because there will never be a genetically engineered protein. There will never be a wonder drug that will replace your need and repair your body. And if you buy into this belief and you live on Pepsis and Coca-Colas and candy and ding-dongs and white bread and all this other stuff, even if you supplement well, it doesn't matter, you're not going to make it to 100. There's 147 different diseases you can get from a calcium deficiency. They all fall under this big umbrella heading called osteoporosis. There are some variation on calcium deficiency. And osteoporosis is a horrible disease in terms of human misery and dollars expended. I want you to think of the vans and the buses with the lift gates on them and these chairs and beds that are called butt boosters. You know, they kind of lift you up because it's too painful to get up yourself. There's the walkers and the wheelchairs and the crutches and the canes. And then there's the ramps and elevators in private homes and public buildings. There's the special plumbing. There's the physical therapist. There's the pharmaceuticals and drugs for pain and anti-inflammatory effects. We have the orthopedic surgeons and the drugs and also the devices they put in your joints. $300 billion a year of our annual expenditure of $1.2 trillion is spent for nothing more than dealing with osteoporosis or calcium deficiency. In any other industry, they'd be shut down and the perpetrators put in jail for fraud, because we already know how to deal with this for just a few pennies a day. Gingivitis, pyorrhea, periodontal disease, loose teeth, bridges and plates is nothing more than osteoporosis of the facial bones and the jaw bones. You're going to see osteoporosis in the face and jaws 20 to 50 years before you can recognize osteoporosis in the large bones of your arms, your vertebrae, your pelvis, and your legs, because the bones surrounding the roots of your teeth are less than a millimeter thick. Where are you going to see osteoporosis first? In millimeter thick bones in your face and jaw, are bones in your arms and legs are as big around as a quarter or a 50-cent piece. Well, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. So if you have receding gums, gingivitis, pyorrhea, periodontal disease, loose teeth, bridges and plates, and it doesn't matter if you're 10 years old, 25 years old, 50, 75, or 100, you already have osteoporosis. Arthritis, 85% of all arthritis is what we call wear and tear arthritis. This is osteoarthritis, degenerative arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis of the vertebrae. Even though they have weird names, they're nothing more than osteoporosis of the ends of your bones, the joint ends of the bones. Make a list of all your health challenges: liver spots, age spots, white, gray, or silver hair, a neck that sounds like a bag full of gravel, loose teeth, receding gums. If you have low back problems, if you have noisy joints, your knees and shoulders pop. If you have heel spurs, if you have bone spurs, if you have insomnia, if you have to take a nap at 3 o'clock every afternoon, if you have hypertension, if you have low blood sugar, if you have diabetes, write all these things down, and then every 2 weeks go through the list and see if any of them are getting better. And I'll make you this guarantee: after about 90 days, the odds are you're going to see some of them that are recognizably better. You'll see some of them that are significantly better, and many of them may also be gone. Hypertension, we know, has nothing to do with salt. Salt restriction won't prevent it. Salt restriction won't fix it. That's because as much as 85%, and this has been shown over and over and over in the last 5 years in all research that has to do with hypertension, as much as 85% of hypertension has to do with a calcium deficiency. So it's not too surprising that people who use the formula for loose teeth and receding gums and osteoporosis, that within 60, 90 days, that many of them are able to significantly reduce or maybe even totally wean off their blood pressure medication. Insomnia, we know that almost all insomnia is due to a calcium deficiency, and so if you supplement with a formula, you're going to have the best night's sleep you've ever had in your life. Kidney stones, bone spurs, heel spurs, and calcium deposits. The medical profession has the malignant dumb belief: if you have kidney stones, bone spurs, heel spurs, and calcium deposits, you have too much calcium in your diet. The first nutritional advice they give you is to give up dairy, and for God's sakes, don't take any supplements with calcium in it. In fact, when you have kidney stones, bone spurs, heel spurs, and calcium deposits, you have raging osteoporosis. You need more calcium, more magnesium, not less. PMS, the formula has actually saved thousands of marriages. Usually men who will call me up or run up and give me a hug and say, "Doc, thank you. You've saved my marriage." And at first, I didn't know what they were talking about. And they said, "Well, what do you mean?" Well, my wife used to have PMS so bad, that when she'd go outside to hang up the laundry, the dogs would crawl under the porch whimpering. The kids, the neighbor kids, would march around the block screaming that the witch was out, kind of a warning. And out of the 10 years we've been married, my wife and I have argued for 2 weeks out of every month for the 10 years we've been married. And the only reason we stuck together was we had 4 kids and we're ready to split the sheets now because the kids are old enough to kind of understand what's going on. I can't handle it anymore. As a parting gift of love, I gave my wife a 3-month supply of the formula. And just like you said, her loose teeth tightened up, just like putting cement around a fence post. Her low back problems went away. But the most wonderful thing happened just after 60 days. She became the most wonderful person that ever walked the earth, and all her PMS symptoms went away, both physical and emotional, and our marriage has never been stronger, and we can't thank you enough. Low back pain, according to Harvard Medical School 3 years ago, they came out and said that if anybody gets disc surgery for low back pain, it's medical fraud, because disc problems don't cause low back pain. Disc problems can cause tingling and numbness and paralysis, yes, but not low back pain. If you have low back pain, the odds are you have cramps and spasms of large muscle groups inside and outside your back, which can misalign your vertebrae, and it's called subluxation, and can make you very uncomfortable. You can have bone spurs and calcium deposits, arthritis, osteoporosis. These are the things that cause low back pain. So before you submit to disc surgery, you can always get the surgery, but you can't always get unsurgery. Okay, now because most Americans have not yet heard this talk, they will still spend on the average between $25,000 and $250,000 and voluntarily undergo 5 to 10 surgical procedures for nothing more than the top 10 calcium deficiency diseases. The number 3 killer of Americans is diabetes, blindness of all kinds, kidney failure, kidney dialysis, kidney transplant. Diabetes contributes to the number 1 killer of Americans, cardiovascular disease. Diabetes contributes to the need for amputations of toes, feet, and legs, for ulcers that won't heal, and gangrene. And in most cases, you can save your toes, feet, and legs if you're willing to put in 4 to 6 months of some pretty slimy, stinky work, but most doctors don't encourage you to do that because they don't feel they get paid enough. And when your doctor diagnoses a new diabetic in his office, he's going to get very excited because he knows over 10, 20, 30, 40 years, you're going to go through all these health challenges as the common complications of diabetes. And as a result, you're worth to him $250,000 to $500,000. Well, this is criminal, ladies and gentlemen, because we learned in animals in 1957, 41 years ago, that we could prevent and cure adult onset type 2 diabetes simply by supplementing with 2 trace minerals, chromium and vanadium. 13 years ago, 1985, the medical school at the University of Vancouver, British Columbia, came out and said the trace mineral vanadium alone could replace insulin for adult onset diabetics, who make up 85% of the diabetic population. Science Diet dog food has 40 minerals, always contains lithium, chromium, vanadium, and selenium. Ralston Purina Laboratory Rat Pellets contains 28 minerals, always contains lithium, chromium, vanadium, and selenium. And I'll give anybody in this room a crisp new $100 bill if you can find me a human infant formula off the shelf of a grocery store that has more than 12 minerals in it. None of them contain lithium, chromium, vanadium, and only 2, pro-soybean Infamil, put selenium into their formulas, and as a result, they have 12. Our dogs get 40 minerals, our rats get 28, and our kids get 12 or less. You can begin to see why we spent $1.2 trillion for healthcare last year and why our kids who are 3, 5, 6, 8, 10 years old are winding up with diseases that used to be reserved for people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, simply because we don't get the basic raw materials to develop properly and to maintain and repair ourselves from the very, very beginning.